الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Conditions which come on a person are all written down from Allah Ta'ala. And we call that taqdeer, predestination, what Allah has fixed for us. And what is written to happen is going to happen. But we are also informed in the hadith that there is one thing that can change our taqdeer also. And that is dua. By dua, our taqdeer also changes. Though there are two explanations to it. One is that dua was also written in our taqdeer. And consequently, our taqdeer will change. But anyway, and dua is a great blessing from Allah Ta'ala. Whom Allah blesses to make duas. That and when Allah wants to give you something, Allah puts in your heart to make dua, to ask Allah for that. And then Allah Ta'ala gives it to you. Dua is a very, very great thing. So we should also see that, have I got time for dua in my 24 hours? In my 1 week of the month, my 1 month of the year, the whole year, when is my time for dua? When do I take out time to make dua? Is it after Asr, before Maghrib, Tahajjud time, between Adhan and Iqamah? When is my time for dua? And if I don't find a time in my daily program for dua, then it is a great deprivation on me. And the reality of matter is that things don't happen by our efforts. They all happen by the Qudrat of Allah. And the means Allah gave us, the switch Allah gave us, is dua. We don't put on the dua, it's dark, and we are fighting the dark. We are lecturing the dark. But the thing we have to do is put the switch on. Just have to lift our hands up, and that is now our direct contact with Allah Ta'ala. So dua is a very great thing. Anyway, so all this happens by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's system is such, Allah has made this world to serve us. And we are made to serve Allah Ta'ala. Man is the best creation in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Ashraful makhluqat. And Allah has created everything to serve man. And Allah has reserved man to serve Allah Ta'ala. And to Allah has made this world to serve us. And Allah has made us to earn our akhirat. So it is so clear cut that Allah has sent us in this world, you know, and prepared everything in the world to serve us. And Allah made us that we must serve Allah Ta'ala. Our whole time should be in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala has made that everything, dunya khuliqat lakum, that the whole dunya is here to serve you. And you are to prepare for your akhirat. That is the basic thing, how Allah Ta'ala has made it. So it is that we in this world here, we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. But when we don't fulfill that role of ours, we are not in the obedience of Allah, to whichever level. Some people, as far as Iman is concerned, they don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. Or some do believe, but they associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. Those are the two most serious crimes, which if a person dies with those crimes, then there is no forgiveness for them. But besides that, all the other crimes, if Allah wishes, Allah will forgive that person, even if he did not make Tawbah. If he makes Tawbah properly as required, he repents, immediately Allah forgives that. Then that guna is not even anywhere. It won't be even mentioned. It won't be spoken about. Not only that, in fact, Allah changes that sin and that guna into good deeds. And not only that, Allah blesses him with much more favors after that. So this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. In the Quran Sharif, Allah explains this in various places and in a most beautiful way. When man disobeys Allah, he doesn't now do what Allah has put him in this world for. Then Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. We have sent to many nations before you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We send Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. We send them with reminders. Every Nabi, particularly of note, and for whom Allah devoted one surah, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. How he worked in his people for 950 years. And day and night, private and public, in all ways, he was going and inviting them towards Allah Ta'ala. So Allah sent these Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to the people to remind them to come right, to change their ways, the people who are doing wrong. And when they don't do that, Allah Ta'ala says in another ayat, مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever musibat comes to you, difficulty, hardship, things which are against your desires, untoward things, it is because of your own doing. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah won't punish any person just like that. Give this person heart attack, that person motor car accident, that person financial problems, that person domestic problems for nothing. Allah is not sitting and just dishing out problems for every person. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. What you have to do, in شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Had you been thankful to Allah for His favors. And thankfulness means not only verbally, that also we are so much lacking, but that we use the favors of Allah according to what they are supposed to be used for. We don't use them against the purpose for which Allah has given us. In shakartum wa amantum, and if your iman is intact. So even if you have got good akhlaq, good character, and you show appreciation, but your iman is not in order, then that also is not acceptable. All your akhlaq and your character, your amal and your deeds must also be right. And your iman also. In shakartum wa amantum. And Allah, by His very own nature, is ka wa kana Allahu shakiran alima. Allah Ta'ala is alim, knows of everything. And on your good deeds that you do, Allah Ta'ala will reward you. Allah is thankful to you. There is no reason, if we go and see, that for Allah to be thankful. We should be thankful to Allah for all His favors. But when you do anything in the obedience of Allah, Allah Ta'ala, Allah is thankful. Then a person who is thankful, that means he thanks you, and he rewards you, he pays you. So whatever good you will do, Allah will reward you. And you don't have to worry, nobody in the world can know about it. What kindness you show to your wife, and she's not even aware of it. To your children, and they also not aware of it. Allah is aware of it. And Allah Ta'ala has promised, you don't have to get accolades and returns from your wife, from your students, from your murid. Allah will give it to you. You do it, Allah knows fully well. Nobody else can appreciate. فَنَعْمَ الْقَادِرِينَ. Allah says, we are the most of those who show appreciation. People of this world, ye dunya wale, ye be wafa hai. The people of this world, they are disloyal. Wafa ki qeemat nahi jaante. They don't know what is the value of being loyal, of being faithful, of being loyal. But Allah Ta'ala will give you, and Allah is fully, fully aware. So you don't have to worry, people don't appreciate. People are not giving me a chance in my life. You don't have to worry of any people. Each one's matter, and everyone's in a complete, unique and different manner is with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah hasn't joined anyone in that relationship. When Allah blesses a person, Allah says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. When Allah Ta'ala gives a person a ni'mat, a favor, then فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ, no person whatsoever knows whatsoever of that favor which Allah has blessed, that other person who is blessing with the favor. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ, what I have hidden and given. I haven't made it known to anyone. And what I have given? مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ. قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ is proverbial, that means great, great enjoyment. Enjoyment which you cannot describe to anyone. You only you enjoy it. Hazrat Muhammad Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains this, that a person who doesn't know what a mango is, he hasn't seen, he hasn't tasted, he's got no knowledge. The whole world together cannot explain to him the taste of mango, what it is like. And the day he gets a mango in his mouth, he will know what the enjoyment is. But he won't be able to explain anyone else also. And a person who doesn't know what the enjoyment of a mango is, because he does not know, doesn't mean that a mango is not enjoyable. If you don't know, it's you don't know. But it doesn't mean that a mango is not enjoyable. So from there we can understand this great enjoyment Allah puts in the hearts of His beloved. If we don't know about it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And the day we will know about it, we won't be able to explain it to anyone. We'll say, you, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. You'll have to eat it yourself, taste it. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ. And all the jaza'am bima kanu ya'malun, on account of what they did, not what they knew, not what they spoke about, not what the efforts of deen they did, but what their own a'mal were, when that will correspond. So when we do that, then Allah tabaraka ta'ala showers His mercy. And Allah's mercy, there is no limit, there is no end to it. From the beginning to the end, it's only Allah's mercy, and across the board, even for the sinners. So we see, when a person does wrong and disobeys Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ. No musibat, no takleef has come to any person, whether it is a headache, stomachache, toothache, earache, whether it is some financial problems, domestic problem, whatever. Anyone has experienced any difficulty, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, it is on account of what you have done yourself. Now Allah has sent that to you. And this is at the beginning stage, it is not a punishment, or it comes in the form of a punishment, but it is also a mercy, it's a reminder for you. Like for example, you get a toothache. Now, the pain is severe, you can't sleep at night. But that is also a mercy. It's a way to tell you, sort this problem out. If you don't, and you leave it like that, and the tooth abscess come, and more difficulty, it can become cancerous, and then much more worse. So we are just sending you a reminder still now. When your stomach, it tells you, gives you a message, you need to go to the toilet. For number one, number two, to urine, to go and defecate, and you don't listen to it, and you carry on, you're going to land yourself in very big problems. And how long are you going to be able to control yourself? So that was a reminder to you. And don't ignore the reminders. Allah sends reminders. So whatever musibat comes to a person, whether it is now some within himself, he's feeling uneasy, unhappy. What now generally we will say, that he's in depression now, in tension, anxiety, becoming suicidal now, thinking of going to drugs now, of taking alcohol, all these kind of things which are happening. Or even worse now, fighting with people all the time, finding fault with everyone, only he is right, everyone else is wrong. With everyone he finds fault, etc. Or health problems, more severe health problems, whatever difficulties anyone is going through. Ma asabakum min musibatin, any musibat, which is a musibat, which is against one's nature, what a person dislikes. It can be the smallest thing to the biggest things. All of that Allah says, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, what you have done yourself. Allah in His, on His side, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah is not there just to give this person this problem, that person this problem, that person doesn't like me, that person fighting with me. It's not just happening for nothing. And it's not the other person, it's your own action. That you are bringing it upon yourself. Allah uses other people in order to punish you. Allah uses. What's that? وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah Ta'ala uses the more wrongdoers. Allah uses them to punish the less wrongdoers. And that also because of what the less wrongdoers have done. So the bigger wrongdoers, they have been used by Allah Ta'ala. We will blame them. They are causing this zulam and that zulam. And they also, there is a reason why Allah is using them and putting it into their account, all the wrong that they are doing. They also did other wrong. And then Allah is using them for more bigger wrong, to punish more people. And all that guna goes in their account also. But it is all happening from Allah Ta'ala. So, and all that, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And lot we forgive. And Allah's kathir, only Allah knows how kathir that is. How much Allah is forgiving us. And like you have a cup, it doesn't just overflow when you just start pouring tea or add the water in it. When it's full and you're still pouring, then it overflows. So our gunas also, Allah is so kind that when we do wrong, Allah doesn't take us to task immediately. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, when a person is exposed in any of his wrongdoing, be sure it's not the first time. Allah gave him many chances, but he didn't make tawbah. He didn't stop his wrong. Then Allah exposes a person. It's not just the first time. So whenever there's wrong that happens to a person, the wrong that we were doing, and Allah uses other more bigger wrongdoers. And the sad part, when we don't realize it's my wrongdoing. Now we take that person to court. Now we take that person and we complain about him to other people. My wife is treating me like this. My children are treating me like this. My boss is treating me like this. Actually, it's all your own doings. And if you come right, everything else will come right. So we have to see that we come right. And then when Allah Ta'ala sends that musibat now, which you earn with your own hand, that is also, at the initial stages, it is a mercy from Allah Ta'ala. That you will come right, you will learn your lesson, you will change your ways, and you will come right. So Allah Ta'ala says, that Allah sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and then and they did not listen. When Allah sent His reminders to them, and they did not change their lives, they still carried on. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Then we took them over with difficulties and hardships, all types of untoward things. Everything now, we say, when things go wrong, it doesn't rain, it pours. Now from this side problem, from that side problem, and all that also, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَرَّعُونَ, so that they will humble themselves to Allah. Allah send that condition, now a person, some will go to the masjid when problems come. Some will get up for tahajjud when problems come. Some will go for umrah, will change their lives when problems come. Others will go to liqa, to drown their problems. Others will go and commit more gunas to drown their problems. So it is at that time that a person be do the right things. Go to, instead of the casino, you go to the masjid. And what you'll win in the masjid, you can't dream of ever winning in a casino. What enjoyment you will get in tahajjud, you will never get that in any other evil place. What Allah will give you. So that is what a person has to. So Allah sends that condition, then it is also the individual which path he chooses. And there will be a test. A person who perseveres in the test, then at the end he sees the light. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. But just you persevere, your yaqeen comes into place. You are convinced, I'm now doing Allah's work, and at the end I will see the light. Whether Allah will show me tomorrow, whether He'll show it to me next year. Whenever it will be, it will come. And when a person still does not listen, and now he's adamant to do the wrong, then in most cases, Allah sends now good conditions for that person. Dunya's good conditions. Like for example, Allah Ta'ala gave Fir'aun rulership, power. For, it is said for 400 years he ruled without a headache. So what a life he was leading. And then Allah Ta'ala gave wealth to Haman and Qarun. How much of wealth? That how many camels carried the keys of their safes. What was in the safe, that was much, much more. But just to carry the keys of the safes, how many camels there were, how much Allah Ta'ala gave them. When Allah wanted to, and the qawm of Sabah did not respond to the call of Allah, they disobeyed Allah, Allah made them masters of agriculture. وَجَنَّتَيْ عَنْ يَمِينُ وَشِمَالُ قُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا. What and what namas Allah gave them, all types. And Allah made their agriculture such that nothing went for waste. Whatever is regarded as waste here was used in somewhere else. And this is Allah's ecosystem, what the scientists call the balance of things in nature. That for one thing Allah has made another. But it is all the system of Allah Ta'ala. Allah had blessed them. Then Allah gave the people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam great businesses, great business people. Then Allah Ta'ala gave Qawm Aad, what power and strength Allah Ta'ala gave them. And Qawm Thamud, whether it is one and two different sections of the same nation, what and what Allah Ta'ala did not give them for all these nations. But when they still did not come right, when you, in all ways, when like Musa, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, I call them, da'autum laylan wa nahara, day and night I call them. In private and public I call them. Every way, but they would not listen. Then the punishment of Allah comes. Allah made Nuh alayhi salam make his dua, and then finally, and all these people, with all their might and power they had, how they were all made, not zero, but all negative, nothing left of them. And that was in this world. And this world is not the actual place for punishment. And what they suffered is not the punishment really. The punishment will come in the akhirah. That is the place of punishment. And those who obeyed Allah's command, and they became successful, and in this world they lived a life of success, that is also not the actual reward. The reward will come in the akhirah. This world is too small for the punishment of Allah also and for the reward of Allah Ta'ala also. So these people, Allah says, we send this hard condition so that they would humble and turn to Allah. فَلَوْلَا إِسْجَاهُمْبَ أَسْنَى. Then why did they not do this? That whenever we send a problem, a difficulty on them, what they should have done, تَذَرَّعُ. They should have turned, become humble to Allah. Ya Allah, I did wrong. This thing has gone wrong in my life today. Immediately think, what did I do wrong? Today, I bumped somewhere, I fell down. Not that you blame the worker, why you put this in the way here? Or why you blame the wife? What did I do wrong, Ya Allah? I may ask you for forgiveness. Your car is not starting. Now, not that the mechanic, you start blaming him. I gave it for service, and now the car is not even starting. Before it was just, but not functioning properly, but now it's not starting. The mu'min will think immediately, what did I do wrong? Everything he'll find, look for himself. So when Allah sends this halat, a mu'min immediately looks at himself, where have I gone wrong? Who is a mu'min? Who knows the system of the working of Allah, the unseen system, who has got in mind the akhirat more than the dunya. More than he sees the dunya in front of him, he sees the akhirat in front of him. So they will always immediately take a lesson. And a person who is not a mu'min, he will see material things, outside things with the eyes of his head, he will see dunya things. And he will make calculations and he will come to conclusions according to all dunya's methods. A mu'min will look at everything different, the unseen system of Allah working, the akhirat which is our object and purpose in life. So Allah says, فَلَوْلَا يَجَمْبَ أَسُنَا تَذَرَّعُوا. They did not. Then what did we do? وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Then we made their hearts even more hard. Now they are adamant that we are doing the right thing, whereas they are doing the complete wrong thing. Like that person on a Monday morning driving on the freeway when it's so busy, and he's driving in the opposite, wrong direction. And the radio, the traffic alert on the radio, they announce that all motorists must be careful. There's one motorist who's going in the wrong direction. And how careful you have to be. He also heard it. And he phoned in and he said, not one, all the others are going in the wrong direction. This is when Allah puts a seal on your thinking. And now you wrong and you convince everyone else is wrong. You wrong and you convince I'm right. And everyone else is wrong. When that condition also comes, now even if you don't say it, with your tongue you say that I'm bad, I'm wrong. But in your mind, my wife is wrong, my family is wrong, well, everyone else is wrong, I'm right. And this is pride. And this pride will not leave a person. Many people expect pride to just evaporate. Effort is required. People expect that we do things for name and fame, for popularity, that it will just evaporate. No, we have to make the effort for it. To take out this, our clothes have become so dirty that there are ticks in the clothes now. They're biting us. We are uncomfortable. Now you just, well, wishing is someone to take it away. And you don't have to say clothes are bad. They got clothes carry ticks in them, so I'm not going to wear clothes from now. No, take out what is the wrong thing. Take out the ticks. Wash your clothes. Wash your body. Then you'll be all right. So all the wrong that is happening, we must respond to it and do the right thing, what we are supposed to do. وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And worse than that, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah, shaitan makes beautiful to you what you are doing. All the wrong you're doing it, now you are convinced it's the right. I'm on the right. Everyone else is in the wrong. That's a very, very sad condition. And the people of real righteousness, that even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, ma adri ma yuf'alu bi. I don't know what will be my condition on the... There is no condition that the yaqeen and iman of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was over 100% convinced that he's doing the right thing. But humility of a person, and knowing that Allah is يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَى يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيد. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that if on Qiyamah day announcement is to be made that there is only one person who will be going to Jahannam, the rest are going to Jannah, my fear of Allah is that it will be me. And if the announcement is made there is only one person going to Jannah and the rest are going to Jahannam, my hope in the mercy of Allah is that it will be me. So that is a different thing. So a person, he's convinced he's on the right, but no pride does he allow to come. One person, a great sheikh, very pious, righteous, popularity, people all speaking everywhere, how pious and how righteous he is. One young person, life very wrong. very all in guna, the worst son, all the wrong things. So he said, let me go to the Shaykh, stay in his company. Allah will bless me also. I will also come right. He came to the Shaykh. He explained to the Shaykh. The Shaykh chased him away. That with your evil, I will also become evil. Get away from here. Don't sit one moment by me. Go, get away. The same night, Allah changed the Shaykh's condition into that person's condition. And that person's condition into the Shaykh's position. So nobody must ever think that I'm very pious and other people are evil. We don't know in that evil person who is through and through evil. There may be one condition of his in him, the barakat of which Allah is blessing the Shaykh here. Many people in the families, the whole family, all are pious or they are impious. One person comes out the opposite, but Allah Ta'ala deals with them accordingly. So we must never ever have this pride. So Allah Ta'ala says that وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This tazeen of shaitan, this deception of shaitan, nobody is free from it. Shaitan tries, only Allah's fazl a person can get saved. Otherwise, shaitan will make you think, I am humble, I am sincere, I am pious, but are you like that? A person who, and you continuously we have to have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. But anyway, when people persist on this condition, and they think they are right, everyone else is wrong, and they carry on like that, Allah gave them chance, He sent reminders, they didn't pay heed to the reminders. Then Allah sends these difficult conditions and He uses the enemy against you. And now you say, these are the enemies, these are the Jews who are doing this. These are these people here, they are our enemies, they are doing this to us. But it was actually your own deeds that was doing it to you. When all that also did not matter to a person and he reached this less stage. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When he came to that stage, that he forgot. It does not even, now he doesn't think about it also. Just does as he wants to. One person, a beggar came to a young boy, deaf and dumb, begging for some money. So that very, very wealthy man, he chased him away. And he's begging, he's desperate, he's begging. So that boss told his security man, get rid of him, kick him out from here. So the security man also told him, don't treat him like that. If you just tell him to go away. But he said, and he told him, kick him out from here. So when he did that, he looked up to the, looked up. And when he looked up, decisions was made upstairs. He went away, Allah will sort him out, give him, he is going to find his rosy, Allah has promised. And this person here, after a few minutes, the phone rings. His security man gives him the phone. And then suddenly he's got a shock. The next you see, he's at the doctor's surgery, hospital. His son met up with an accident. And now his son that he had, that was running all his business for him, that was seeing to everything. Now the son, he's in such a condition, doctor says, I'm sorry, we cannot help him. There is no way now. And one is he dies, the world, more than that, he becomes a cabbage now. And now he's a liability to you. Where he was such a great credit to you, now he's a big liability to you. And you can do absolutely nothing. So we must be very careful of our actions. So when this happens, Allah Ta'ala says, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We open upon them the doors of everything. That is, first you were having ill health, now your health is very good. You had no money, now you got lot of money. You people did not want to mix and they did not like you. Everyone is running after you now. Everything is going your way now. And you completely now, you're living a life as you are Allah. And everything is in my hand. And I can do as I want to. And I can tell whoever I want to what I want to. And I can carry on that. When this condition comes, remember it starts when we disobey Allah. Allah sends a reminder. We just ignore the reminder. We carry on. Then Allah sends good condition. and those outward dunya's good condition, and we get lost in that good condition, and then we go to an extent that we do zulam on the other people, and then we still carrying on with our, then the final, now Allah's final stage come, hatta iza farihu bima utu. Now they become proud of what they are doing. They were doing the wrong, but they were a bit apprehensive. Now they are proud of their wrong. We know what these other people know. How the people of the world, the enemies are ruling the world, and zulam, torture they are causing in the world. Whether it's the Americans, whether it's Israel, whether it's the UK, all these people, all what, and they are proud of it. And they are putting out in the world, they are doing all the good. When all that happens, then Allah says, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. We take them to task suddenly, just from out of the blue, where it was least expected, we take them to task. The example of this, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panipuri, Rahmatullah Ali, gives. The housewife gives a nice fresh cheddar cheese to the parrot in its cage also, because she's happy with the parrot. And she gives a fresh, the same fresh cheddar cheese to the mouse on a trap also, but to trap the mouse and to have it executed, killed suddenly, or put it in a cage and then it gets trapped in there and then leaves the mouse in front of the cat. And the mouse is seeing its death in front of the cat all the time, that it's going to eat me at any time. What the torture is going through. And the cat is enjoying punishing that rat like that. So Allah brings those conditions. So when we are caught up with dunya's things, and now we pride comes into us, then أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Now they are totally, they don't know what hit them from what side. How did this happen to us? Where did we go wrong? And now we ask the question, where I went wrong? We did all the wrong in our life, and now we ask, where did I? So the simple solution, turn to Allah. Have humility and humbleness. Never have this pride in us. Be very careful that we are doing, that we are being unthankful to Allah, and that pride is coming in our lives. Never ever think I'm right. Always be fearful, even when we make our namaz, which is, who can doubt it, is the greatest amal after iman. But at the end, say, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I did a very great wrong. You made namaz, the greatest ibadah, but I didn't do it properly. My niyat was not correct. I am wrong, and realize this for life also. And a person whose mort will come like that, that at the end also, that, oh Allah, I'm the greatest wrongdoer. What a high position he will have. Comes in the hadith, very fortunate are those people who will have lot of tawbah, istighfar in their record of deeds. That will help them tremendously on the day of Qiyamah. But the person who hasn't got tawbah, istighfar, he hasn't got shukr in his life, he's just, I'm ana wala ghairi. I'm everything and I'm everybody. And I'm the only right one. He's a bigger shaitan, that person. And what shaitan will get, he will get also. May Allah protect us. Understand the system of Allah, which is working all the time around us. And with a mu'min's eyes, Allah, we will see all these things with the eyes of the heart. And things will be so clear to us, we won't have difficulty in understanding any matter. May Allah guide us to righteousness.